I just want to simply start by reminding us that in the present, this present, that's now, this moment in time, we are a mixed people here in the hall this morning. There are some of us who are rejoicing. There are others who are perhaps sorrowing. And there's a lot of folk who are just neutral and don't have any real feelings at all, one way or the other. But the thing is that we are resting at this moment in the hand of God. And if you look back on 2017 and there is cause for sorrow there, give it to the Lord. Present it to Him. Rest in Him. See what He will do, because God is able to meet us wherever we are. And we need to rejoice in that. We need to be glad in that. And if you look back on 17 and there's rejoicing in your heart, then give Him praise and thanks. It's easily done. And God wants us to acknowledge that which we perhaps have learned over this last 12 months, that we might serve Him better, that we might turn to Him, that we might rest in Him. And so let's give Him that 2017. And as I say, some of us are rejoicing and some sorrowing, but if we place it in God's hands, then we can open the door to Him, and we've done that. We praise God for that. We bless Him. And then let's look, if that was the present, let's look to the future next year. Firstly, I want to suggest to you that if you know the Lord, then we need to determine to give Him first place in 2018. We need to have that attitude of mind that says, Lord, You are first. And I want to serve You in the year that lies ahead. I want to please You in the year that lies ahead. And so we put our hand into His and we give Him the future. We determine to give the Lord the first place in our lives. And you see, the point is, He knows what's best for us. He knows what's in store for us. And He knows us as individuals. And best of all, He loves us. That's a pretty good package, isn't it? And we praise the Lord for that. We go into a year in 2018 in the love of God. And even if this morning you've never actually accepted Jesus as your Savior, He loves you. He loves you for sure. And He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to take that step, which is such a blessing and such a glory. And so we trust that, Lord, that God will open all our eyes and that we'll do what He wants us to do. He'll draw us to Himself, either to a deeper experience with Him or to our first experience with Him. God knows what we need. And He will respond as you and I pray and as we open our hearts and lives to Him. He knows what is in store for us as individuals, and best of all, He loves us. Just as an illustration, Audrey and I are now into our early 80s. Go on, say it. You can't believe it. But we are. And we've got so much to thank the Lord for. But we need to know to rest in the Lord for the future. Of course we do. We don't know what this year will contain any more than you do. And when you get to this, to our age, you know, you sort of begin to wonder a bit sometimes. And so we praise the Lord that we rest in Him. And every one of us can do that also. We can put our hand into His and rest in Him absolutely for the future. So let's place in simple faith, let's place 2018 firmly into His hands. Just simply do it. In a moment's time, before as I finish, I just want to have a quiet and a time, and then we can actually do that if we want to do it. And then let's begin the year with an attitude of surrender to His will. He loves us and only wants the best for us. If I find God's will for my life, if you find God's will for your life, it is the best thing possible. And if we believe that, then he's in charge and he's looking after us. We need to begin the year with an attitude of surrender to that will of his, to allow him to have his way and to let him do what he wants to do. And so we need to open the door to all that the Lord has in store for us, even though we don't know the detail. We can trust him, you see. Because he loves us, we can trust him absolutely and completely. We can open the door, give him a clean sheet, and say, do what you will, Lord. We know it will be for our good because of his love. And so praise the Lord. That's something very special. And so I just want us to have a few moments of quiet while we simply put our future 2018 into his hands and yield ourselves to him in whatever way we can. Let's just do that, shall we? And then we're going to sing our closing song.